President Bush and British Prime Minister Tony Blair held a joint news conference at the White House this evening devoted to their joint mission in Iraq. The pair stressed that the creation of a new Iraqi government presents an opportunity for the progress that will eventually lead to Iraqi forces taking over their country's security. Both Mr. Bush and Mr. Blair are under pressure to bring troops home from Iraq. But they said that's not possible at this point, and it's not possible to set any kind of timeline for that to happen. NPR's Don Gagne reports from the White House.
This latest meeting between President Bush and Prime Minister Blair comes at a time when each struggles with low public approval ratings. In opening statements, they defended decisions they've made together. President Bush acknowledged the difficulties of the war and the deep divisions over whether it was necessary in his opening statement.
The decision to remove Saddam Hussein from power was controversial. We did not find the weapons of mass destruction that we all believed were there. And that's raised questions about whether the sacrifice in Iraq has been worth it. Despite setbacks and missteps, I strongly believe we did and are doing the right thing.
And as evidence, he pointed to events of this past weekend when the Iraqis announced the formation of a democratic government. Prime Minister Blair, in his own opening statement, said there's no point in having old arguments over the war over and over again. He said there's a duty to support and help this new government.
As everyone knows, I was in Iraq earlier in this week in Baghdad. And I was able to discuss with the new leaders of Iraq firsthand their experience and their hopes and expectations for the future. And I came away thinking that the challenge is still immense. But I also came away more certain than ever that we should rise to it.
The first question was about troop levels and reports of a plan being drawn up by the Pentagon that could cut the American troop presence almost in half. Mr. Bush was asked if the existence of a new government puts the U.S. in a position to proceed with such a plan. He called such reports speculation.
First of all, we're going to work with our partners in Iraq, the new government, to determine the best way forward in achieving an objective, which is an Iraq that can govern itself and sustain itself and defend itself.
Blair, meanwhile, said that a timeline that Iraq's new prime minister spoke of, Iraq handling the majority of its security by the end of next year, may be achievable. But he also stressed that there is a duty to support the Iraqi government. The two leaders were asked by a British journalist of the political cost each has suffered because of the war. President Bush used his answer to praise Blair as a partner in this mission. Blair then described what he thinks the reaction should be when people see pictures of bombings and destruction brought on by terrorists in Iraq.
A large part of the perspective with which we look at this is to see every act of terrorism in Iraq, every piece of ghastly carnage on our television screens, every tragic loss of our own forces. We see that as a setback and as a failure, when we should be seeing that as a renewed urgency for us to rise to the challenge of defeating these people who are committing this carnage.
Blair then closed with this.
These people who are fighting us there know what is at stake. The question is, do we?
And said, quote, "That was a great answer." There have been times in the past when President Bush has been asked about mistakes he has made and regrets he has. He's declined to answer. Tonight, the question came up again from the British press. Surprisingly, Mr. Bush answered.
Saying, bring it on. Kind of tough talk, you know, that sent the wrong signal to people. That I learned some lessons about expressing myself maybe in a little more sophisticated manner. You know, wanted dead or alive, that kind of talk. I think in certain parts of the world it was misinterpreted. So I learned from that.
And the president cited the abuses at Abu Ghraib prison. Blair, too, responded, saying that the resolve of the enemy had not been anticipated. They'll continue their talks tomorrow morning. Don Gagne, NPR News, the White House.